title of the talk. This is my co-author, which was a bit difficult to pronounce, maybe Finnish name, Antti Vähäkangas and Riikka Korte. So they are also working at University of Helsinki, so they are also postdoc there. So first slides, we have a definition of classical Sobolev space. Then, as I told, so if we are interested in traces of Sobolev spaces to lower dimensional subsets, then we go to Besov space. So there are also quite classical definition of Besov spaces. So we deal with derivatives, and then, of course, we can have a modification natural at a supremum if Q is infinity, and when alpha equals, thanks, K plus 1, then the first difference of derivative should be replaced by the second difference. So it's quite standard definition. But I would like to concentrate on the another approach of another description of Besov spaces, Sobolev spaces, and smoothness spaces, which was suggested by Yuri Brudny, like as a unifying framework, through local polynomial approximation. First, let's maybe consider like this. Yesterday also Piotr was talking about this, so it's easier, as I told. So if we have a function, like locally integrable function, then we consider this local best approximation. So I have a small like picture. So if you have a function, we fix degree of polynomial, so here is k minus 1. Then we consider interval in the picture, or cube. So we have, for example, with the first degree, we have such approximation. Then we do not change the degree of polynomial, but we change the interval or the cube. So it goes here or here. So this is a very easy, just maybe with the picture, it's a bit easy. And it was a result of Calderon, which might be the first result in the direction of considering such descriptions, that if we consider local polynomial approximation and sharp maximal function, then Sobolev spaces can be characterized through sharp maximal functions, and this description does not involve derivatives, as was also mentioned by Piotr yesterday. So this was maybe the first result of characterizing in this way. But if we go to Besov spaces, so this is a parameter, for example, then as is shown by Yuri Brudny, it was also can be characterized quite easily, so the description looks, at least concerning Besov spaces, which are in general quite technical, it looks quite easy. So, and then, moreover, if you look for them for a long time. And, of course, if you have a Q equal infinity, it's also definition. And if we are already talking about this fractional order smoothness spaces, then there is also scale of Tribbett-Lazorkin spaces, which includes Sobolev spaces or more general potential spaces. And they can be also characterized through local polynomial approximation. So we just change the order of this LQ small norm and LP norm in definition. And it's quite easy to deal with since it does not involve derivatives. So at least formally we can deal them with on any set, so as we will do later. So this is a reference. For example, this reference. Hans Tribbett, he was considering the Tribbett-Lazorkin spaces for the spaces that he studied quite detailedly, and he called this, I think it's also local approximation, sometimes local oscillation spaces. So we have such definition of RN. For Besov spaces, you can have also a larger range of parameters, like P can be greater than zero and can be infinity, just like maybe it's not so important here. But if you go to then alpha the regular set, which I was, not only me, was telling the definition, then we can, okay, so this is a main examples, maybe like this fractal sets and counter type sets, as Alf Jonsson also talking about it, and he has even nice picture, so I don't have pictures of fractals. So then, so if we consider this, and now I just claim that, okay, we have this restriction to dimension because it's easily, it's really makes the life easier, but I will explain a bit later why we do it, and of course it's due to sort of Markov type inequality, but we use even stronger results, stronger inequality. So let's consider just like this, the same way, instead of dealing with Lebesgue measure and just integration on the cube, we deal with the Hausdorff measure and intersection. We can have the same object. and then we can define Bessel space. And actually, it can be shown that these norms are equivalent. So we have several parameters, like U, for example. These norms are equivalent, and S, it's not surprising. It gives the same definition of Bessel spaces of those one which was given by Alf Jonsson. It was the first definition. So this definition can be found, this particular one, for example, in the Soviet paper of Brudny. And this what I would like to mention, of course, that the first approach of Bessel spaces was by Alf Jonsson. It's a bit more technical from my point of view, but it leads to the same space, which is not surprising. So we have a definition, so we can, start from this definition, for example. This is a Bessel space. And then then I will go to results of trace spaces. And so we consider like this also trace spaces and interested in them to lower dimensional subsets. But the motivation for the results was a result of Pavel Schwarzman about characterization of traces to N sets. What was the most interesting for us, for example, that of course if you have the N set, it can be closed set even with empty interior, but you still can characterize the trace of Sobolev space, Bessel space. N set is the same like I was talking about D regular set, but with D or S equals N. So it's also in work of Pavel it was called just regular set, and Piotr was calling like the set of density. Mensch density, yes, so it's the same set. So sorry, I just made this a bit shorter. Yes, so it's N regular set, maybe it's better to do like this. And then there was a theorem, so this N set can be really have empty interior, but the trace of Sobolev space admits the same Calderon-type characterization through local polynomial approximation. It looks exactly the same. So, and then if you have a trivially Dworkin space, we also can intrinsic characterization. Intrinsic because this local polynomial approximation can be also calculated directly, so I will also mention it later. And then we have a Bessel spaces also. And the proof, so he constructed the extension operator and estimates. So, of course, I think it was a paper of Richkov. So Piotr also mentioned yesterday of 2000 where partial results was, but this like it was a full claim. And this is a paper. And this is a result of Piotr Pekka Koskiel and Heli Tuominen about the extension domains, that they showed that if it's extension domain, then it's this N set or N regular set. So it sort of results. So it was the main motivation. Then we were interested, okay, if we just take the definition of Bessel space through local polynomial approximation, could we use the same technique as Pavel Schwarzman used to prove directly extension theorems? And it works. So because we are talking now about the traces to lower dimensional subset, maybe it's worth of mentioning how do we understand the trace. Because, of course, we cannot just take it pointwise if we have a set of Lebesgue measure zero. But if we consider, like, in this way, like this limit of average and define restriction, it's also quite typical. Then, the Lebesgue differential theorem gives us that it's almost everywhere exists coincide. But we have more. If functions from Bessel spaces are trivially Dworkin spaces, then if we have a restriction on this dimension, then the trace is well defined. It means that the set of points where this limit does not exist has Hausdorff dimension, the Hausdorff dimension zero. So it's well defined. So, and we have the theorem. So the theorem is with asterisks because, as I mentioned, it's not new in its formulation or result because it's basically the same theorem which was proved by Alf Jonsson. But it's new in the same that the proof is different. It's shorter, and of course, one of the reasons is due to this fact that it's less that we have a restriction on D. But also, the technique is a bit different, so it also gives a bit shorter and simplified. So, in a sense, of course, that we have a trace operator and exists a new extension operator. And of course, here, for example, when we followed the ideas of Pavel Schwartzman, but in case of NSense, we do not need to work so much with restriction part. In this case, it was quite, also a crucial part of work to deal with restriction part. And there plays role that this D sets, when D is strictly less than them, they are so-called porous sets. So they have this holes, like, so then it's shown. Yes, the possibility actually of the such extension of Schwartzman's result was mentioned by Yuri Brudny, so we were. And this is a result of Alf Jonsson and Hans Wallin. So there is a book, Function Space on Subsets, which is quite a detailed treatment of this trace reabsence. But they consider the jet techniques. We have seen it in the morning. Yes, so here it's a bit different, like from the point of proof. And with the same style, we can have a Tribble-Lazorkin result, which actually, okay, maybe, for the Tribble-Lazorkin spaces. And it also was interesting, for example, because Tribble-Lazorkin space coincides with Sobolev space for some particular parameters. There were also papers following by Jonsson and Wallin results. So this is in Mamedov, I think it's in. He was working in Azerbaijan, or maybe in Moscow. And Saka, this is a Japanese paper, it was quite difficult to find, but they were also dealing with jet spaces. And the technique is quite long, so they even divided in two parts the papers. So, but with such definition and with the restriction on sets, we have quite short proof. And so now I will talk why about it. So the extension operator is very similar to which what was constructed in Pavel Schwartzman's paper with small differences. And the tool was also quite useful, the same Remes type inequality. So this Remes type inequality, I don't know why I have this. Remes type inequality is a bit stronger than, or maybe not a bit, it's stronger result than Markov type inequality, which was approved for D-set by Jonsson. So, but we needed, I don't know what I press, I just like, as a rabbit, so we have this. We use this inequality. So you see, for polynomials, we have this nice estimate if the cubes has comparable Q dash and Q has comparable volume or measure. So, and it's quite useful. And it was used this inequality for extension type theorems, as it's written here for Mori Campanato spaces and paper of Alex and Yuri Brudny. So we use the same. And then extension operator, it's a Whitney extension operator. So we have a Whitney decomposition. We have a partition of unity. We assign the cube, as I think Pavel drawn already the picture that it was the closest point. And then extension operator, where we just take this, right? No, I should go this way. Where we just take the intersection of this cube and set S. Well, maybe I can still draw, I mean, it's easy. So we have a set, so we have a Whitney cube, we have a, for example, closest point, we have a bit smaller cube, and we just take this intersection part, and we find the polynomial, the projector, this polynomial which gives local best approximation. It's possible to do in the same way as Pavel Schwartzman did in his paper, just like with modification to this D Hausdorff measure. And so this extension operator nicely gives what it was expected, that it actually was expected. But now I would like to talk about actually main motivation also for all this trace results and smoothness spaces through local polynomial approximation. It's very popular, like now this in Finland also, and it's quite developed, the theory on metric measure spaces, and there are a lot of definitions of Sobolev spaces. One of them is through point-wise inequalities, which was used and introduced by Havash. And so, but it's a first-order inequalities, first-order Sobolev spaces. When we deal with higher-order Sobolev spaces, there are no basically analogs, and even on subsets, it's not so clear how to consider them. So for me, then, it was quite interesting and for us to consider if we just also formally define, like we define Besov spaces and use them, why not to define just formally like Calderon type definition on subset? Moreover, if you have this Remis type inequality and then Markov type inequality, the sharp maximal functions have the same property on Rn. Actually, the properties of sharp maximal functions and this smoothness spaces of fractional order, not only integer one, were quite well treated in this paper of DeWarren Shapley, where S in Rn, or it was, I think, also Lipschitz domain. So there are this fractional order smoothness. And it's appeared that on this D subsets with the restriction on D, they have basically almost the same properties. So there are no so much difference. And if we define this, so we consider also how do they relate to the real traces, because it's not always convenient to use Besov norms. They're more complicated than sharp maximal function norm. So we have this sort of theorem. Also, for first order, so this is a, yeah, okay, I still have 2 minutes. So this is a for, of course, for the trace of Sobolev space as a special case, we have this one. It's quite useful sometimes to have this embeddings because you can estimate the norms maybe in a more easier way. And it's also for the first order, it reminds the results of Hirosh and Martia, because if we consider first order Sobolev spaces, then they coincide defined like Calderon type definition and, for example, pointwise definition, which is Hirosh, they coincide for first order. So, but for higher order. And then, so this is the main question. And I, like, how to say, maybe brave enough to ask, I mean, are there relevant analogs of classical Sobolev spaces? To my knowledge, I mean, so we have, for example, of course, this result, like Calderon result, or this combined with Schwarzman result and Hirosh Koskela-Tuominen, but for extension domains, it's fine. Of course, for, as I mentioned, for first order, this is, they also coincide with those which are now widely used in metric measure, in analysis on metric measure spaces. We have, for example, it's easy very to show the embedding type theorems like this for Sobolev spaces they do. So they, I believe that it's also, it's not difficult to show that there are some losing type approximation theorem which works like this. So, and I hope that maybe it can be useful in some applications, like to have this analogs on subsets, like on fractal type sets. But of course, I'm not sure, and so to my knowledge, it's the only which is known about this. So, and I will be glad if it can be of some interest, or if it was, how to say, in your opinion, reasonable to consider. And thank you very much for the attention with all the technical problems and everything else, but thank you.
How smooth does the change of variables have to be in order to preserve your space?
I think that we have a, if we just change variables, like, okay, if it's just linear, of course, it's a fine. If they are, I think that it's also, of course, fine, but when it's more roughly, so I don't know. But until we can get this estimate for polynomials, I think, on a cube, then it's fine. And for them, it's okay, yes? So it should be okay, of course, this sort of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So maybe it's also a question. I mean, is it relevant to consider them? Because it depends if you change the coordinates, how it will look like and how it will behave. Okay. So thanks. So that's it. The question maybe. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.